walking one day on a grassy knoll underneath the sun. He skipped through a carpet, daffodils and daisies, looking for ladybug of love. He met Spencer the spider, dressed all in black, weaving his web of sorrow. Have you seen the ladybug of love?
My web crumbled, he it would not hold her.
Christopher David went running on his way. He left Spencer dangling by a thread. He played with the branches of the trees, bending gracefully in the frisky springtime wind. He found Selma the snail hiding in a shell and asked if the ladybug was with her.
No.
Came a tiny voice shyly from within. Christopher David left Selma sadly slipping through a field of blue forget-me-nots. Then off to the quiet pond beyond the four-leaf clovers, maybe there he'd find the ladybug of love. Just then Willard the wasp came swooping through the air. He bullied everybody with his stinger. Have you seen the ladybug of love?
Love? Now, maybe now you know that love can really sting you.
Christopher David left Willard preening proudly there where the gold narcissus grow. He leaped over sticks and stones leading down a dusty road, still looking for the ladybug of love. He met Gertie the grasshopper, the biggest mouth around, boring everybody with her gossip.
I've just seen that so-called ladybug spreading her love much too freely.
Christopher David left Gertie green with envy, 'cause the ladybug had love that she had not. Then he heard a small voice giggling and looked upon his shoulder, and there sat the ladybug of love. That's when he knew she'd been with him all the time, 'cause love's with you anywhere you go. Then Christopher David and the ladybug sailed off on a cloud made of love.
Thank you.